You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to move on to another one of our semi-regular segments, which is about what's going on in Europe at the moment. It's been a while since we caught up with our European correspondent, but this week there have been some particularly major developments, or rather some a lack of development in the Brexit process. This week, Theresa May's EU withdrawal deal has been rejected by MPs by an overwhelming majority for a second time, with just 17 days to go until Brexit is set to happen. Actually, that might be 17 days correct? I don't know. It might be less than that now. This is from an article I was reading this morning. It might not be from today. There's some days to go until Brexit. To add to that, MPs have voted to reject leaving the EU without a withdrawal agreement. Now MPs will get a vote on delaying Brexit. And if that's passed and the EU agrees to it, the UK will not leave the EU as planned on the 29th. That's 15 days. It's the 29th of March. My numbers were wrong, but there we go. I chatted to Justin Wong, who is in Paris this morning, to talk about the vote that has just happened. Hello, Justin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to speak with you again. It's been ages.
Yeah, it's been ages, but so much has happened over here, especially what happened a couple of hours ago.
Yes, exactly, and that is why it's perfect timing that we're able to speak with you. Let's get straight into, obviously, Brexit news is quite at the forefront in Europe at the moment. British MPs have voted down Theresa May's second Brexit deal, not once but twice. How did that all play out?
Well, first, technically, it's not voting down the Brexit deal for a second time, but I'm just going to go in that now. So what happens starts from last night. So British Prime Minister Theresa May announced on Monday evening that in Strasbourg she has struck a deal with the EU, with the European President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, about the backstop, which I'm not going to go into details because it will be too technical. And that deal was included in the revised Brexit leaving deal, which was then put into a second meaningful vote that was being put through the House of Commons last night in London. That was voted down because by a majority of 200 and something more, because as usual, the hard Brexiteers, they want a no deal Brexit, voted against it, and most of those MPs, including the Labour Party, this SNP, who wanted to have no Brexit at all, voted against it. And that's that. And because the revised deal was voted down today, just a couple of hours ago, they are going to vote whether the UK is going to leave the EU on the 29th of March with no deal. So, and the usual government, the first government motion was very carefully worded, and it kind of like had a final disclaimer at the end saying, quote, leaving without a deal remains the default in UK and EU law unless this House and the EU ratify an agreement. So even though Theresa May is going to say, is now backing down, she has saying, look, I want, even though you people don't want to leave the EU with no deal, I'm just going to put in a little disclaimer, put it on record to say, look, I'm in for a no deal Brexit as well. And yeah, maybe that's a little...
Yeah, it just seems like it's getting... It's so petty almost. I mean, it seems like every time we talk about this, something bad is actually happening for Theresa May, and she's just fighting and fighting to try and get it all to work out as it's meant to. Do you think Theresa May can keep hanging on? Is she just going to carry on until the election, or is something going to happen to stop her?
Personally, I don't think so. Because May, what happens tonight is the agreement, the government motion was amended by an amendment of Conservative MP Caroline Spelman, which crossed which simply rejects a no-deal Brexit at any time and any circumstances. So what that means is, under this motion, the UK can't leave the EU without a deal. They must have a deal to go up, to undergo any process that is going to leave the European Union, and that is a very big blow for Theresa May herself. Yeah, so basically, simply put, all Theresa May's work over the past 2 years has been thrown out of the window with this government motion, with this new motion, and half the Conservative Party wants her out, the Labour Party wants her out. So even though Theresa May herself had said she won't be leading the Conservative Party in the next general election, I frankly don't see her in number 10 Downing Street, maybe within the next year.
Mm, yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree with that. So when you say that a deal actually does have to happen, I mean, what happens if no deal does? I mean, what happens if these proposals keep getting voted down? Does Brexit just get triggered regardless?
So the House of tomorrow is going to vote whether the government should go to the EU and ask for an extension on Article 50 of the... Yeah, to extend Article 50, which is to push the Brexit day a little bit further. So what happens is, if that motion tomorrow in the House was voted through, then Theresa May has to go to Brussels and talk to the EU and tell them we need an extension of the Article 50. For how long? We don't know. Maybe a couple of months, or maybe until 2021. We don't know. But if tomorrow's vote for an extension of Article 50 was voted down, that means the UK will definitely leave the European Union on the 29th of March with no deal whatsoever.
But there is going to be a vote on delaying it, right? So do we have any suggestion? Do we have any idea what way MPs might vote? I mean, they've previously rejected a delay.
Because there's no definitive answer right now, because even though today Theresa May had already said there will be a free vote within the Conservative Party, but the outcome is about half the cabinet abstains on the government, on a motion that the Prime Minister tabled on to the House. So will it be open rebellion at the Conservative Party tomorrow during the vote for extending Article 50? No one really knows what will happen.
Mm.
Will it be a party line? Will it be a free vote? No one knows, because, because no one knows what is happening anymore.
Yeah, and that's sort of the thing. I mean, the public, and I'm sure MPs and just people in general, must be so sick of this process being drawn out and all the sort of infighting that's going on. Is that the impression that you've got, that people are just a bit over this?
Well, what I see in the English newspapers over in London over the last week, people kind of get a little bit sick of Brexit now, and they are like a little bit scared on what will happen, especially when no deal happens. It's because it affects a lot of stuff. Like a couple, I think it's on Monday as well, the British government, they have already announced they are going to remove tariffs on around 80% of the imported products, and only leaving the tariffs on for some products that might have affected some, quote, sensitive industries, such as agriculture But the uncertainty is still very high. The pound is rising against the euro and the US dollar just now. And various agencies, like big companies like Airbus, Peugeot, and a lot of companies who had factories in England are already pulling out, moving their factories back or officers back to Europe or to other places or to other countries in this world. So it is very messy and still very, well, uncertain. It depends on